from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, Governor Phil Murphy's declared a state of emergency in seeking federal funds to repair a sinkhole under Route 80 in Morris County that's caused major traffic problems. Murphy visited the site of the repairs this weekend. Meantime, 7th District Congressman Tom Kane Jr. has called for federal resources for the repairs and suggested NJ Transit offer incentives for commuters in areas affected by the sinkhole. Bad news for young workers in New Jersey. Experts say employers are raising the bar when it comes to the kind of candidates they want to bring on board. Employers are basically looking for super employees, says Ranjit Nair with the School of Business and Computer Science at Caldwell University. Hiring managers want someone who's highly self-aware with specific leadership skills, like the ability to manage change.
They're looking for sort of an athlete, if you will, that can not only excel in the job duties of the position that they're applying for, but also to help the company grow and develop.
Nair says there's a lot more pressure these days on wannabe workers coming out of college. Businesses are aware that young folks have access to so much more knowledge compared to previous generations. A 17-year-old boy is dead after collapsing while playing basketball at a Newark YMCA on Saturday afternoon. Newark's public safety director says firefighters responded to a call just before 3 p.m. and found the unresponsive teen on the second floor. He was taken to a hospital and died due to a cardiac event, NJ.com reports. If you've ever tried to reach customer support to report fraudulent activity on your Facebook page, you know how frustrating it can be. A bill working its way through Trenton aims to address that by requiring that social media companies provide a toll-free telephone number for those looking to report fraudulent activity. Assemblyman John Azzurri agrees that more needs to be done to fight fraudulent activity, but he thinks this measure is overstepping.
It's an imposition on a private business that I believe the state has no right to make. I also believe that it's going to increase lawsuits. And it's going to be not necessarily have the intended effect.
The bill passed the full assembly in late February, but it's seen little action from the state Senate. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will these blue skies stick around? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
News you need.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Yes, we're talking about a big surge of warm air this week. Spring-like weather. But there is a midweek pause to that warm-up coming up, too. Today, no complaints. Sunny, dry, mild, high 60 to 65 degrees. Enjoy this beautiful afternoon. Starting around sunset, you'll want a jacket or sweater for sure. It'll be clear and cool tonight with lows around 40. Tomorrow, even warmer. Even more sunshine, highs in the mid-60s. But then Wednesday, we are turning cooler, partly sunny with a stiff breeze. Highs come down to the lower to mid-50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather brought to you by Team Car Wash, the only thing better than a team car wash. Car Wash is a free team car wash. Car Wash. Just text DIRTY, D-I-R-T-Y, to 411-365. That's 411-365 and get your first car wash free. Message and data rates may apply. Right now, 61 in Newark, 62 in Edison, 61 in Mount Holly. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.